fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Firearms Monday, our third hour total. We now have a three-hour show. And the proper tip of the day is to get yourself one or more. If you've got a big team, you may want two or more Maytag Ringer washers. And you might want to consider converting and running them on pedal power, bicycle power. Easily done. There's YouTube videos on that. And that would be a really good thing to help during a long-term crisis. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number to sign up for training, have a question answered, possibly get in on a discount for thermal vision rifle scope, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, when does the next order for thermal thermal vision go in?
We're going to try and get it in this Friday or possibly Wednesday of next week. It's going to happen here in the next 5 to 10 days. So if you want to get some thermal, and I'll tell you, we've still got some stuff available. So if you want, there's stuff in stock right now. So if you want to get something in the next 2 weeks, we can probably get it to you fairly quickly, depending on what model. There is stuff in inventory that can be had, though, at the warehouse. So if you're ready to get some thermal, give me a call. We'll try and save you some money.
Okay. So once the order's placed, what's the turnaround time to take delivery, if you know?
Well, for a while, it was, I want to say, 6 weeks. And if you order something that's in stock, we can generally get it to you in less than 20 days.
Well, that's pretty good. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. I could not tune in till just the very end of the last hour, and I heard something about Shadowgate. I've got more to talk about, but I heard something about Shadowgate. Did you? Is that something, Sam, you produced?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that particular video. That there's a couple of people that were working for some of these corporations that are manipulating everything. They're manipulating elections. I mean, people like General Jones, They need to be hung on pay-per-view for sedition. You need to watch Shadowgate. It's very well done. It's extremely accurate. They name names. There's no conspiracy theory crap in there. It's the real deal. And you can go to band.video, B as in Bravo, A-N-N-E-D, band.video, and look for Shadowgate and watch the full thing. Watch it all the way through. This will give you a very good perspective of the evil that we're dealing with. And it's extremely accurate, and it's done by people with IQs over 160. These people are sharp, they're right on the money, and they name names. And you want to know what we're dealing with here. And if you want to know why you should be armed and ready to deal with these people, the Shadowgate will explain it to you.
In addition to what Sam says, Kyle, this video is done to the highest standards, and we see so much video now that doesn't have has poor quality audio, poor quality video. The shoots they did, the quality of the audio, the quality of the video, the quality of the editing is every bit as good as anything you could see from any production facility, right, Sam?
Yeah, the video is well done. They spent a lot of time working on it. By the way, they've arrested the person who did the video on these bogus charges, and they're holding her. She's supposed to be arraigned in court this morning. They did this whole secret grand jury indictment, and they went to her home to arrest her with no warrant. They had no warrant to arrest this woman. They had no charges to arrest this woman. The police had orders, the local county police had orders to arrest her, and no one would tell the police why, and they didn't even give them a warrant. I mean, the crooked stuff that's going on in this country right now is abhorrent. It's horrific. And we need to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I agree. The deep state is alive and well, and people think just because Trump's in there, everything sort of stopped. It didn't stop. It slowed down some, I think, but it's trying to rear its ugly head again. There's an old book, gentlemen. I don't know if you've ever read it. I read it years ago, and I can't remember the guy's name, but the name of the book was called The Crowd. And what it was doing is basically telling you how to manipulate crowds and the life cycle of crowds and when to interject things into a crowd to be able to get them to do what you want. And it's an extremely good book. It's how and it's playing out right now, right in front of our eyes. I've thought about that many times.
Kyle, we're so far past the techniques of the crowd. We're into what's called IIA, and you need to know what an IIA operation is, and the deep state touches onto it, but you need to kind of research that and kind of figure out the level of the manipulation. It will shock you. It will terrify you. Okay, let's change subjects.
Sure. Well, okay, you said it was, first of all, before I jump, it was called bandvideos.com.
Band, that'll be on my website before the day is over.
Band.video.
Okay. Band.video. Okay. All right. So I want to jump track just a minute. This is something that happened to me, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and it woke me up to some things going on, and has to do with and this might help people because I think you're going to need it, and you probably have a lot more to add to it. I was thinking about nighttime security and nighttime. If you have to get up out of bed to be able to deal with something, how you go outside. I mean, because a couple of years ago, this happened to me, and I'm out there wandering around in the dark thinking to myself with just a handgun, what an idiot. You know, I jumped up there, and I said, this ain't never going to happen again. And so I picked up a bulletproof vest. I picked up some zip-up boots, and I would suggest people look carefully at L.A. Gear. Makes them, like, I can't believe it, that they sell them for $29. But they're a zip-up type combat boot. And I have taken these things up hills, down hills, huckleberry picking, hunting, you name it, and they are still not coming apart. I mean, I can't believe that they could make a boot this good for $29, $29 or $39. It wasn't much money in any case. But anyway, a bulletproof vest, some zip-up type combat boots, and extremely good tactical light on your weapon, whatever you decide to take out there. And I seriously, I mean, I wish I could do thermal and all of that, but I just can't. But I was just thinking, you know, the other thing that I think people need to be thinking about is some cheap ways to make some perimeter alarms. I was watching this old guy on video the other day on YouTube, and he was showing how to take some primers and embed them into a mouse trap. And so that the mouse trap, if you got a string, the mouse trap trips, goes, and the primers fire and let you know where stuff is at or if things are somebody's around. And I think that's a brilliant idea. He also said you could use grenade tops. But I'm just going to start with throwing that out there, Sam. I'm sure you've got a lot more than I do. But anyway, a lot more thoughts on it. But I just wanted to kind of get your thinking on stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of inexpensive technology out there now. There's battery-powered motion detectors with lights that will flash like a strobe. And you can hide those in various places on your property. And not only will you know something's out there, it will light up the area that it's in. There are things that work off 22 rimfires, which are very inexpensive. And you can attach tripwires to them with a spring, and they'll fire the 22 round. And you can use blanks. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get there from here, but it's well worth researching. And there's the whole discipline of perimeter defense. It's part of the force protection training that you do in the military. And the farther you go up in the SF arena, the more specialized training you get on these mechanisms and how to use them and how to quickly deploy them. It's not terribly practical on a farm or ranch or in a neighborhood because you kind of have to set them all at night before you go to bed, and then you've got to disarm them all before the activity begins in the morning. But the strobe lights are really, really handy. They got a little motion detector on them. Somebody walks past a certain area, that light's hidden from their view, and all of a sudden they get lit up. And now you know right where to shoot.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just thinking that people, you know, if you wake up from in the middle of the night and you just have your house shoes on and see somebody's walking around your property with a flashlight or something, you know, you want to be more prepared than I was a few years ago. You want to have some way of being able to move quickly and some way of protecting your torso, at least, you know, from any kind of gunshots or something along those lines. But anyway, I was just throwing that out there, just something to think about, folks.
Kyle. Real good. Well, Kyle, thank you for the call. Right. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. All right, guys, let's talk for a second about how do you deal with someone on your property. First off, if you want to live, why would you go outside? If you don't have a security system with cameras and technology that allow you to quantify and identify the level of the threat, you would be crazy to go outside in the first place. Now, someone's stealing your car, they're stealing your cattle, they're trying to light your barn on fire, you know, you may say, okay, the risk and the costs now outweigh the risk, so I'm going outside to put a stop to this. That better be a well-reasoned decision, because unless they're trying to break into your home, your life isn't a good trade for a cow. Your life isn't a good trade for your pickup truck generally. And so you need to think carefully about this, and you need to think about these things ahead of time. You don't want to go get into a firefight, particularly when you don't know quantitatively how many people are out there that could shoot you, particularly in the dark when you're woken up from a dead sleep, and you don't know what weapons they're carrying. I mean, you're much better off staying inside, calling the police, getting your firearm ready if anyone enters your home and directly threatens you. Don't go outside looking for gunfights. Not wise.
All right. Well, that's good advice. I've worked a case that was national news involving a cattle rancher defending his cattle against poachers. It was a long haul and involved a criminal prosecution and then a civil matter as well.
Was there any gunfire involved in that case, John?
Well, why don't we do this? We'll talk about that a little bit. It was national news, so it's no secret. The cattle rancher had a county road going through his cattle ranch. It's about 9 o'clock at night, warm summer night. He had a bunch of dogs. He's sitting there watching TV with a screen door shut and a door open. When he hears dogs barking, he looks out the door and he sees a vehicle coming up the county road with a spotlight shining into his field where his cattle are. So he decides he better talk to these men, so he picks up an AK-47 with a 30-round magazine and positions himself in the middle of the county road, thinking, well, these guys will stop and talk to me. As the Ford minivan approached him, it speeded up. And when he went to the left, it went to the left. When he went to the right, it went to the right. So that's when he started shooting. And at the police impound, the minivan had 30 sticks with 30 numbers, 1 through 30, where he had shot the minivan 30 times. The minivan had a driver, a man behind the driver with a spotlight, and a man on the roof with a weapon. On the roof with a weapon. I need to repeat that. On the roof with a weapon.
Wow.
He hit two of the three men with the AK-47. The minivan was all shot up. It managed to get over a slight rise where the rancher could no longer see it and couldn't go any farther because the radiator was shot out, the engine was shot out, the tires were shot out, and it came to a stop. So these men have been shot, two out of three shot. They got to escape into the woods. So what's the first thing they do? They grab the beer, and then they went into the woods. All three men. Oh, it gets better. All three men were arrested at the emergency room and charged with by the game warden for attempted poaching. At the scene, we had it was right at the county line of Crawford County and Franklin County. We had the Franklin County Police, Crawford County Police, Missouri Highway Patrol, the Conservation Commission agents, and everybody from the local volunteer fire department. All of whom were congratulating him on what he'd done. Prosecuting attorney made the wrong decision. He filed criminal charges. Fast forward to the trial. Before the first alleged victim could finish testifying, the jury was snickering, the judge was snickering, and of course everybody in the courtroom was snickering about the testimony. And of course it was dismissed. One of the three men who was shot fired a civil suit saying that he could no longer work, he couldn't pick up anything, he couldn't go up and down steps without a cane. I put together a three-man surveillance team. Every time he stepped outdoors for 2 weeks, he was videotaped, including walking over to a pickup truck, picking up a 55-gallon drum and tossing out into the yard, running at a trot up two flights of steps without a cane and without touching a handrail. And once again, when the jury saw the evidence, they were snickering, the judge was snickering, and the insurance company offered $5,000 as a nuisance fee. The attorney, two ambulance-chasing attorneys had spent $12,000 of their own dollars for fraudulent medical reports to get this thing going. But it was national news for a few days because of the unusual nature of it, Sam.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Great guy, by the way. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Fires Monday here at the 17th day of August, visiting with Sam Andrews. Yes, you can find out about the training, the world-class training, at Freedom Center USA by going to the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. Once you check out the training and it's time to sign up, just give Sam a call and get signed up for the training now, while you can. And that telephone number to sign up for training is 417-718-2597. That case was, with the cattle rancher, was certainly one of the more unusual ones I've worked in my career going back to 1973, Sam. Luckily, our guy came out and prevailed, but it was luckily he had good quality homeowners insurance that paid for the defense. The NRA helped pay for the defense. And it was a complex, expensive legal matter to do what needed to be done to defend this man. But he prevailed. And people need to be advised that if you use deadly force, just be prepared for lengthy, expensive legal complications. Right, Sam?
Yeah, that's the norm. And, you know, I want to make a comment about that. You know, a lot of people think that pistols are going to defend, you're going to defend your life effectively with a pistol. And I want you to know that the typical 9mm plus P ammo, the 45 plus P ammo, has about 1/4 the energy of an AK-47 round. And this guy hit two of the three guys with AK-47 rounds and didn't kill either one of them.
Nope.
And so the ammunition that you choose is extremely important. Most AK ammo is too hard, so it just pokes a hole in somebody when it hits them. It's like an arrow going through them with no broadhead on it. And rifle rounds are generally moving fast enough that they get really hot, so they cauterize a lot of what they cut if they don't fragment. And so my point in bringing this up is just because you hit someone with a rifle doesn't mean they're incapacitated. In our sniper training program, we have a video where we show an incident on a bridge in Mississippi from years ago where this guy and his girlfriend safety wired 44 Magnum or 357 revolvers to their wrists, and they commandeered this bus full of innocent people, and they stopped the bus on a bridge and had the bus at a diagonal, and the guy told the police that he was Jesus Christ and that he wanted the police to kill him so that he could prove he was Jesus and rise again 3 days later. Well, the sheriff was a smart old boy, right? And he told his guys that had 270 Winchester rifles. I mean, this is a big round, 60 grains of powder, 150 grain bullet, moving 2,800 feet a second. And we're talking a lot of energy, more powerful than a 308. And he told the guys, all right, we'll kill you, no problem. Just come out here and kneel down so we don't hit any innocent people in the bus. And he told his snipers, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to shoot them high left in the chest, in the shoulder, up between the heart and the outside of the shoulder. I want you to hit them right there, and the bullet will just whistle through them, and it'll knock them down, and we'll jump on them and grab their guns and arrest them.
Right.
And so they proceeded to shoot these guys, synchronized fire. They shot the man and the woman in the upper left shoulder, and in tandem, they spin to the left and fall to the ground on this bridge. And then they pull their handguns out and proceed to empty the revolvers into each other, and they kill each other right there on the bridge. Now, I want to make this point. Each one of them took a hit in the chest from a 270 Winchester, and each one of them had enough motivation while lying on the ground to reach over, point their revolver at the other person, and empty their revolver into the other person's torso while the other person was shooting at them. And they're still alive pulling the trigger. And I want to tell this story because I want people to understand that just because you shoot someone doesn't mean they stop. It doesn't necessarily mean that they can't kill you. Okay, that's why we have this 21-foot rule. We don't want people closer than 21 feet to us if they're a threat. We don't want to get in firefights, you know, that sort of thing. You know, somebody might bleed out 2 days later, or they might have complications from being shot and die 2 weeks later. But you only care about the here and now when you're dealing with a threat. You need to stop them from hurting you. And all of these movies and all of this TV and what we call television, yeah, they tell lies. And what you've seen on TV has indoctrinated you and brainwashed you into thinking that you can shoot someone and they'll stop. They won't.
Good point. We have a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 17th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, the mosquito net masks are now available for sale. We're on back order about, 10 days or so. And you can order them. You can still breathe. You'd be out there in the West and where it's 130 degrees in the shade in Desert Valley, by the way, and 115 degrees in the shade in Phoenix. And be in compliance and still be able to breathe. That's pretty special. Also, if you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, well, check out the energy cleaner. That's what you'll do. You'll sleep as good as a small child. You have arthritis pain? A lot of Americans have arthritis pain. The energy cleaner will help with the arthritis pain. Are you doubting, Thomas? You should be. Look at this little black plastic box, sticks, 9 flashlight batteries. What can this do? Well, it can, and it will. And that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Check it out. Place your order there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I got everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. You'll be glad you did. And it's simple. It works. It's effective. And you just need to do this. You really do. And you call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom at Center USA, world-class firearms training down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. If you want to sign up for training, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, we got caller and holder Rick, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. You were just talking about people being shot and, you know, not falling down the way we see on TV. I remember in my Air Force Junior ROTC class in the late 70s being told by instructors about how, and John can, I'm sure, easily validate this or refute it, that the Viet Cong would sometimes wrap themselves in tape, their arms, legs, torsos, and that sort of thing, so that the AR-15 rounds would go through them without leaving a huge exit wound. And then, you know, they'd be shooting these guys, and they'd keep coming and coming. And supposedly the soldiers were finding ways of procuring 12-gauge shotguns because, they, you know, finally at some point they're charging in and the AR rounds are going through them. They, you know, they finally can put them down, knock them down with a 12-gauge. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the Viet Cong were very creative, and what was more ubiquitous than taping themselves up was the use of powerful drugs, psychotropic drugs that they'd get stoned out of their minds, which reduces the sensitivity to pain and allows them to still function when they've already received a deadly, fatal injury, but they still function for some period of time. Well, Sam, you've been in combat also. You have any follow-up on that, sir?
Yeah, there's a common problem amongst ammunition, and that is that most ammunition is too hard to perform properly. So I was in a deposition last week on a case where St. Louis City SWAT fired a bunch of rounds in a home, and I guess there's an excessive force type of lawsuit against them, and I was being deposed as an expert witness in the case. And the attorney asked me a question about, what does a bullet do when it penetrates this? And it was sort of a vague question because she's not very technically competent when it comes to terminal ballistics. She didn't really know how to formulate the question. And so I said, ma'am, there are many factors that are in play to determine how a bullet acts when it hits something. And she said, like what? And I said, okay, there's antimony that's alloyed in the lead core. There's the thickness of the jacket. There's the type of tip of the bullet. There's the rotational aspect of the barrel. How fast is the twist rate? There's the impact velocity. And I started listing these things, and she just basically shut down and changed subjects. Because a lot of people don't realize this, but a bullet that will poke a hole in someone with a 1 in 10 twist barrel, that same ammunition will fragment when shot from a 1 in 7 twist barrel. And so people need to understand that it's a combination of how thick is your jacket, how much antimony is alloyed into the lead core of the bullet, what is the RPM caused by the twist rate of the barrel, what is the impact velocity, are you 10 yards from the muzzle? Are you 300 yards from the muzzle? All of these things influence whether a bullet comes apart and distributes its energy in the target or whether it just pokes a little hole and goes out the backside and leaves 60% of its energy in the ground or a tree somewhere.
Okay, on that note, Sam, do you have an opinion about I'm wondering what your opinion would be of Hornady 38+P copper jacket at hollow points.
Oh, I think Hornady has decent products. I mean, Steve Hornady's a really good guy. I've met him. I've toured his factory You know, I think he pockets about $30 million a year from the sales of ammo. I suspect this year will be a record-breaking year for Steve. Good for him. I love the man. He's a good American. But Steve Hornady has probably some of the best engineers out there from an ammunition standpoint. And Hornady makes great handgun ammunition. They would be one of my top three choices. So if they've designed a hollow point, hollow points are for killing. They designed a hollow point. I would imagine they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's what they sold me at my local gun shop for my 38-plus feet revolver. I previously had Glazer safety slugs as well. You know, I like the idea that it's not going to go into the neighbor's house.
Yes.
With Glazers. Yeah, so. But all right,
yeah, over-penetration is an issue, and thanks for bringing that up. It's worth talking about.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. Well, the Glazer safety slug was really developed to be used in aircraft so it wouldn't harm the fuselage of the aircraft if discharged in there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the Glazer safety slugs for anything other than snakes, and I mean the snakes that slither on the ground and bite you with poisonous fangs, not the kinds that run the deep state. But
right.
I mean, I would use a Glazer safety slug on a deep state insurrection criminal, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Yep, and a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. Are they even still manufactured? I don't have a clue.
Yeah, there's still basically it's shot shell loaded into a plastic round nose bullet looking thing into a center fire cartridge that normally shoots a copper jacketed lead bullet or a lead bullet. It's just birdshot that is encapsulated into a plastic nose and pressed into handgun brass.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Absolutely. Well, Glenn, if you're going to shoot I know you're listening, if you're going to shoot a 38 with plus P ammunition, I don't think you're going to do any better than that Hornady ammo that you've got there. Well done, Glenn. Well done. We're at a point now, you've got less than 3 months before the first Tuesday in November, and communists in Portland continue to destroy property. The communists in Minneapolis, same thing. Seattle, same thing. I think we may be looking at disruptions in states that have the most electoral votes. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think that you're going to see false flag operations. I think this mask-wearing stuff is all part of a plan where eventually, right before the election, you're going to see deep state actors wearing Trump hats, shooting protesters. They have things. They have false flags like this planned.
Right.
And I'm gonna call it out ahead of time because I know how they operate and I know who's involved, and I know General Jones and some of these other guys. They're at the heart of all of this stuff. And what they'll do is this whole flag is conditioning. It's preconditioning for a more involved operation. Now, think about this. If you got a bunch of guys wearing Trump hats shooting people on a video, no big deal. You see their face, you identify them, you arrest them, you figure out who their background is, you figure out, you know, who hired them and who put them up to this operation, right?
Right.
But if you've got all of society conditioned to wear masks, and now everybody's wearing a mask, and now you can position your guys and put little tags on them like a Trump 2020 hat or a Make America Great hat. You know, anybody can wear a hat. A liberal can wear a hat. A conservative can wear a hat. A deep state operative can wear a hat. And now everybody's wearing masks. And so they'll make it look like Trump's people are committing atrocities. Right before the election, watch all this stuff play out. This whole mass thing is nothing but conditioning for a continued operation.
Breathtaking. Of course, if you're wearing a mask and sunglasses, I don't think facial recognition technology would work, would it?
It cannot work. Can't work. If you're wearing a mask and sunglasses, then none of that technology will work properly. And here's the other thing. These people that run the deep state, they are pedophiles. These people are sick. They want control. They sacrifice children. They ingest adrenochrome. They think it's the fountain of youth. They do all of these corrupt things. Now, you tape a child's mouth up so it can't scream and yell for help. That's a technique to get kids in and out of areas when you're capturing and trafficking children. Right. Now, you get all kids to wear masks. How do you know which kids are taped up and being trafficked versus which ones aren't? You can't tell.
Good point.
You know, there's a lot of this whole mask thing. We need to put a stop to this mask thing because all kinds of bad things are going to result from this mask conditioning garbage that's going on right now. And it enables evil to do things covertly that they would never get away with in a healthy society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if Joe Biden was elected, which I don't believe he would be, he would appoint Beto O'Rourke immediately to be in charge of confiscating modern sporting weapons, wouldn't he?
Well, I believe that they're going to try and steal this election through these false flag operations, trying to paint conservatives as being the evil ones. I believe they're going to steal this election by mail-in balloting and falsifying ballots, fraudulent ballots by the millions to steal this election. And keep in mind, you don't have to do it everywhere in the country. You only need to do it in 4 or 5 swing states, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. If you do the mail-in ballot corruption thing in those 4 states, you will go from a big Trump win to a big Trump loss just by influencing 4 states. You don't need to do it all around the country. And places like Missouri, where our rhino governor, Parsons, he's a Republican, self-proclaimed Republican, but he supports red flag laws and supports demanded mail-in voting that it get passed. And a bunch of Republicans, even conservatives, signed off on this garbage. I mean, the whole thing is being set up for a giant fraudulent election. And I just wonder if the people are going to stand for it. Because if they do, if the people tolerate this level of evil and this level of corruption and this level of manipulation, we will lose our republic. By February 15th, the Democrats will take control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, and they will have a gun confiscation law passed by February 15th. I promise you, this is coming. And so you better get your weapons and ammo and supplies and things lined out, because I don't know anybody in Missouri that's given up their rifles. We're not giving up our AR-15s or AR-10s. We're not giving up any guns. It's not going to happen. Now, will it happen in New York? Of course. Will it happen in Minnesota? Of course. They'll put all kinds of supposed conservatives. You'll see videos of them turning in their guns going, "We have to stop the violence. We need to turn in our guns. I'm turning in mine. You should turn in yours too." Don't take the bait. Don't take the lie. If we give up our rifles, we're done. We're not going to be enslaved. We'll be exterminated. And you need to understand this.
Well, if they have another buyback, I'm going to go to the hardware store and fabricate about 20 slam bang shotguns and get paid a lot of money for those and turn them in, and then I'll use that money to do other things with.
Logistically, that's a brilliant move.
Absolutely. And let's just explain. During World War II, the Japanese were invading the Philippines. There was an American officer who figured out how to make a simple 12-gauge shotgun using common gas pipe that can be bought in any hardware store in the United States of America. For about $3.50, you can get what you need to fabricate a what's called slam bang shotgun, which qualifies for the gun buyback, and you can get real cash for turning in a real gun. And these are real guns, and it's a brilliant thing to do. We get also gun dealers and gunsmiths take broken down pieces of junk that will never ever fire a cartridge ever again, and they turn them in for good money as well, don't they, Sam?
Absolutely. Do we have time for a caller before the break or not?
We'll get the caller started. James in Pennsylvania, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, John. Sam, I had a question about the Valkyrie PL2 that you had recommended. I went ahead and got one of those.
Yes, sir.
And I was curious what your feelings are on. I know you can get a rechargeable CR123A made by Olight, but I didn't know if it would have the same brightness and what your feeling is on that versus using a non-rechargeable battery.
Well, the best non-rechargeables out there are the Sanyo 1550 milliamp. But the Olight rechargeables will work great. They won't last quite as long as the non-rechargeables. But I like them. They'll save you money.
Okay.
Great,
John. John, I have one other question, if I could.
Well, hold on after the break. We'll take care of that. Okay. Hold on after the break.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, James, you got a follow-up question, sir?
I do. Sam, I was just going to check for hand loading what primers you recommend for 5.56 and 6.5 Grendel.
Go ahead, Sam.
So both of those use the small rifle primer standard for size, but I like the Bressant of the 205s, the Federal 205s. The CCIs work well, small rifle primers as well, but I like the accuracy of the 205s. I have several bench rest rifles that shoot into one hole at 200 yards in dead calm winds, and the most accurate groups I get with those are the Federal 205s. I wouldn't buy the 205 matches. They're the same primer as the 205. The only difference is in the manufacturing process, some of it gets diverted down a different conveyor belt, and they run under a light table where there's an elderly woman looking through a light table with a big magnifying glass to make sure that the anvil's in place. That's the only thing that makes it a match primer over a standard 205. I wouldn't spend the extra money for the 205 match.
Okay, and that would be for both 6.5 and 5.56?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I had seen for the CCI, is that correct that for 5.56 you would use the 400 or the, I think they also make a military, it's a number 41?
Yeah, I wouldn't use the military primer. I'd use the 205 because it has more Bressant than the military primer, and it will be more accurate and more consistently made. The military primers have a little bit thicker primer cups, and you can get into some cold weather ignition problems with those.
Okay.
Now, what type of 6.5 Grendel load, what weight bullet are you using?
Actually, it's the one that you're building for me, Sam. So I don't know for sure yet. What I want to do is, you know, and I've never done hand loading before, so I will be a newbie at it, but I want to go with one of the VMAX rounds that you've
Yeah, if you want to if you want to build a really good load for a 6.5 Grendel, we use the either the 95 or the 100 grain Hornady. The 100 grain's an ELD match, the 95 is a VMAX. Either one works great. Between 30 and 31 grains of benchmark work fantastic. For the 223, our best load for defensive work is a 53 grain VMAX or a 52 grain ELD match, and we use 26.5 grains of benchmark in that load.
Okay. Very good. I will wait with bated breath when they finally get your barrels back.
Oh, my gosh. These 6.5 barrels have been the longest lead time barrels in history. I'm going to make a phone call to that guy after the radio show. We're going to have a heart-to-heart chat.
All right. Go for it, Sam. Okay.
Already, I appreciate it. Thank you.
James, thank you for the call. Best of luck to you, sir. Sam, we are out of time, sir. Appreciate it.
John, let freedom ring. I'll see you next week, hopefully. Have a great week, sir.
Absolutely. You do the same. Okay, that's it for the day. We're going to have our open lines first hour tomorrow, and then our roundtable discussion. Hopefully all three men will be able to show up with me. Wednesday morning, we'll have a chance with Simply Clean Foods. And, of course, Professor McCanny and Jeff Nick. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now, like you can, firearms, ammunition, never, ever. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.